Trudy, talk a little bit more about Skipper Coffin. What do you remember about him, or what do you remember about the first time you saw him? And you said he looked askance at you. Why was that?
I think he didn't think I was suitably subservient. I think I gave the impression that I knew a lot more than I did. Of course, I think I knew more then than I've ever known since. But he was, I remember the first time I met him was over in the Carolina Inn at one of the press institutes that John would take me to with Joe Hart and his wife. And he was a sort of stolid person. And when he wore glasses, they were always down on his nose, and he was always chomping on a cigar. I was a little bit afraid of him because he didn't appreciate my talents, and so I didn't think he liked me very well. But then he was a legend, and he trained E.C. Daniels. I think he taught him. And later on, I met E.C. Daniels in London when I was working over there, and I took him two cartons of Lucky Strikes. That he lived right outside Raleigh, and so I called his mother, who was his father had the drugstore there. So John Harden said, you know, take him some cigarettes, and then maybe he'll take you out. And so I did. I went to work at the London Embassy on Grosvenor Square. Oh, well, let's see. I don't remember much about Skipper, except he was gruff and didn't say much. He was quite an established character, though. And I think that he made School of Journalism what it was. Mm-hmm.